Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report. Back by popular demand, we have the grandson of the famous designer of the 1950s and 60s at General Motors, when General Motors was the most powerful corporation throughout the world. And the grandson is Richard Earl. We're going to be talking about Harley Earl. One thing that Richard wants to do is to promote the legacy of his great-grandfather, who is one of the most famous automotive designers in history. So we're going to learn a lot from him. We got a good response last time he was on the show about a year ago with calls from throughout the East Coast as we blanket 17 states and much of Canada. To tell you a little bit about Richard Earl, he speaks throughout the United States about his tremendous grandfather, Harley Earl. 24 years with 10 of those in Detroit. And he has been unearthing the story on America's mid-20th century auto world. In 2003, U.S. Auto Scene newspaper did an article, and this was on information and a perspective no one else has. And our guest today, again, is Richard Earl, who speaks throughout the United States about his grandfather, perhaps the greatest automotive designer in the history of automotive design. Richard Earl, our guest today. Let's talk first, Richard, about your grandfather, and we're taping this remotely in West Palm Beach, as your grandfather had a home in Palm Beach, Florida. Who was Harley J. Earl? Tell us about Grandpa Richard Earl.
Well, Brian, thanks for having me on the show again. And I understand you had 25 people call in the last time we did a radio talk. And I'd like members of the audience to feel free to reach out to you or through the HarleyJEarl.com website and voice their opinions. Harley Earl was this enigmatic artist and engineer, and the leaders of GM, they caught wind of what he was doing in California, Hollywood, Los Angeles, building cars for the burgeoning Hollywood, Tinseltown, and the movie industry. Exactly 100 years ago right now, going into the 20s, and they were blown away, some of the largest shareholders of GM, and they saw he was using a whole new engineering operating system, which was using those full-size clay models, and he was a car architect, and he did things differently than anybody in Detroit. And how they were building cars. So they brought him to Detroit, and he was kind of like an old Orson Welles character from the standpoint of when Orson Welles first went to Hollywood after doing the War of the Worlds on that radio broadcast that was so sensational, he got a ticket to go to Hollywood. Well, the opposite happened to Harley. When his cars were so amazing and so successful and futuristic, and they were amazing works of art and engineering, And he made basically General Motors an offer they couldn't refuse, meaning the largest shareholders of General Motors. The cars I designed for movie stars and millionaires, I can have coming off of General Motors assembly lines in volume production. And the rest of the story's history. They took down Henry Ford with that mantra, the new operating system. And basically, Harley, I call him the dream team, because he didn't do this on his own, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there was an enormous collaboration between him and the leaders of GM. And basically, you see how they created this new team and ideology of how to build cars. And they risked their reputation on this belief that Harley started, which was they all risked their reputation on the belief that a car not only could be, but should be a declaration of personal style. And Henry Ford had just built 15 million Model Ts and put America and the rest of the world on wheels. And then you had Harley and the dream team at GM come along, and they had this new accessibility that Henry Ford had made available, and they basically took that away from Ford because he didn't have an answer or solution. He didn't understand change, and he thought the Model T would be successful going into the 30s and beyond. And heck, we all know that that wasn't the case, and General Motors basically took Henry Ford's thunder. And for the next 30 years, they cemented themselves near a 50% market share that would last all the way into the 1980s.
We're learning a great deal from Richard Earle. He's a public speaker throughout the United States. If you would like him to speak in Chicago or New York or Miami, he is available. He's got a great story to tell. He has a book in front of him, TED Talks by Chris Anderson, and I told Richard Earle that he should be on TED Talks talking about his grandfather. Now, if you're listening in Detroit, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., please email Richard Earle at HJE, and that stands for Harley J. Earle, HJEstory@gmail.com. That's HJEstory@gmail.com. It's better for you to contact him than to contact me. So please be in touch with him. Let's talk about the legacy. And you have made this a very passionate dream of yours to promote the legacy of your famous grandfather, who really thought out of the box. Very creative. And I've taken courses in graduate school on creative problem solving, and I think that your grandfather could write a book on creative problem solving. Why do you promote the legacy of your grandfather, Harley J. Earle, Richard Earle?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, these days, how many times have you heard the phrase, as GM goes, so goes the nation? How often have you come across someone referring to America's love affair with the automobile? These common sayings epitomize American culture in the 20th century and remind us of the heritage that we struggle to retain today, especially with the technology and autonomous cars coming. And this tradition probably would not exist if it wasn't for Harley Earle and that General Motors dream team of the mid-20th century, and that created the largest, the most prestigious industrial corporation in the world through design and technology leadership. Harley came to GM in 1927 and retired in 58, and during that time, he turned the business of designing, mass producing, and marketing automobiles on its head. With the possible exception of Henry Ford, no other person has single-handedly contributed more to the evolution of the modern automobile industry. Yet outside the world of automotive historians and classic car buffs, Harley's name and legacy are virtually unrecognized today. And, I mean, we talked about this before, Brian. I just want to tell you that the chief curator at the Peterson Automotive Museum, mm-hmm. in Los Angeles, one of the most attended museums in America, not just car museums. I like to tell people that his quote, because it's not coming from me, it's coming from this individual he put it like this, quote, "Harley J. Earl is one of the most hotly collected artists of the 20th century, whose name is ironically often unknown among collectors of his work," end quote. So you kind of get an idea that there's something going on here. I like the quote because it kind of tells people what's coming. Harley's kind of like as big as Andy Warhol as far as pop culture and works of art, but the story just never came out because he loved his anonymity. He didn't want the paparazzi standing at the end of his driveway bothering him or his family.
For those who just tuned in, our guest is Richard Earl, grandson of the famous automotive designer who made history in the 50s and 60s. The designer is the famous Harley J. Earl. He was featured on Buick ads internationally about 10 years ago. We're with his grandson who's promoting his legacy, Richard Earl. Again, if you want to be in touch with him, email him to HJEstory, HJE standing for Harley J. Earl, story@gmail.com. That's the best way to get more insights into his great-grandfather who made history. If you're listening in South Buffalo, Toronto, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Now, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. Get the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Richard Earl. He's the only Earl descendant to pursue an auto-related career since his grandfather's death in 1969. Richard is a public speaker available throughout the United States and Canada. He lives in the Palm Beaches in Florida and edits the official website, HarleyJEarl.com. Our guest today, Richard Earl, grandson of the famous automotive designer Harley J. Earl. Now, you said earlier today before the interview in Florida that you look at Elon Musk as a modern-day Harley J. Earl with vision and creativity. Let's explain that analogy and the comparison. Richard Earl.
Well, that's just a great segue into Musk because he's proven, and it's so interesting in this strange year of COVID, 2020, at the very end here, we're going into 2021 soon, and he just proved from the beginning of the year to the end, from the first quarter to the last quarter, nobody kind of believed that he was so shoulders above the rest, and they were doubters and naysayers. And the reason that translates well to the GM story is that nobody's doubting Elon Musk anymore. The market capitalization of his company has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that he's the greatest man of the last 40, 50 years of the automobile industry because his company is valued, you know, higher than Toyota, General Motors, Ford, all those companies together. And I'm not saying I know where the future, I don't have a crystal ball, but all I'm saying this is he's doing things like General Motors was doing in the mid-20th century. A lot like I've told you before, you know, General Motors was the largest defense contractor in the world, bar none, before, during, and after World War II. They were building, they were innovating and creating all new train technology and forms of locomotion. Diesel locomotives were born inside General Motors. And it's interesting, you could parallel that to what Elon Musk is doing with his Boring company and how they wanted to have this new way of transporting people. Very innovative. And then you've got the rockets. And GM was building rockets and doing all of this blue sky work. And it had to do with the fact that they were the prototypical company and model of what a company should be. And they invented this business model, which is called the annual styling model change. Now it's just called the annual model change. But it really is so important to how everything consumer-wise is bought and sold. You know, that device goes off in a person's head, you know, millions of times each day. You know, maybe I should buy something new and different, get something and change what I already have. And before the Model T, there was no annual model change until GM came along and started creating these automobile model changes that Harley would design, and thus why it was first called in its original iteration, the annual styling model change. Now it's just the annual model change, but it moves people into iPhones and Samsungs and computers and cars and washing machines and tractors and trailers, just everything that you could possibly imagine in consumerism, especially high tech these days. And let's face it, the technology world has like kind of they're doing things differently than the American or the automotive world, and really got the attention of the younger generations more than the cars. But I tell people, Brian knows this, the car, regardless of how successful the technology industry is today, the automobile is still the world's most adored consumer product. And it's the most important in number, stats, and finance. It has been for over 100 years in a row. And basically, Detroit invented that paradigm, and it's one of the world's greatest cash cows. The automobile industry, the global now, automotive economy.
Richard, let's say somebody listening in Cheektowaga, New York, or Toronto, or Manhattan is listening to ESPN AM 1520 right now with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, and they want to email you at hjestory@gmail.com, and they want you to speak at a conference or a program or an online seminar, perhaps for a business school or an architectural school. What can you speak about with your speeches throughout the U.S. and Canada? Let's hear what your speech is all about, Richard Earle.
Oh gosh, you know, that's great to bring up. Thank you. It's one of the things that Harley and the Dream Team did was they introduced the first concept cars. General Motors created the concept car. Harley was the one that built it from the tire treads up, and it was called the Buick Y-Job that came out in 1938. And then Harley created the post-World War II LeSabre that was something, when you see it, and the technology that was introduced on the car in 1951, it was like something from another galaxy. The other car companies, they had no answer. They were completely caught with their pants down, and they didn't even know how to build a concept car from building a canoe. And the other things that Harley did besides inventing the concept car, and this was the scent trail I got onto, you know, being this automotive archaeologist, you know, they created the first to use full-size clay modeling, and that's still done at every major car company in the world today. They can't use this computer technology to obsolete this old tech, and it's really not old tech anyway. So Harley created the first onboard computers in cars, put the first cameras in cars, created the first autonomous cars with hands and foot free driving.
So did he start cruise control?
Yeah, it came out of General Motors.
It came out of, but your grandfather was involved with that.
Absolutely. We're
a gifted man. Gifted.
Well, I mean, like everybody these days is standard equipment. The rear view camera. All these landmark things, along with the car design scholarship programs and supplying the auto design curriculum to such universities as Art Center College of Design and Pratt Institute. It started at this think tank, which was General Motors, and they were the ones that started getting these teams together. And then you see the pictures of like what NASA was doing for the Apollo program, and how everybody was under 30 years old. One of the best jobs in the world in the 50s was to go to work for GM Styling. It was the dream job.
Wonderful. For those just tuned in to the Rusk Report, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520 with 50,000 watts of clear channel power. We always greet letters if they're coming from Northern Florida, Washington, New York, Toronto, Buffalo. Drop us a note. Brian Rusk, ESPN AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. For those who've just tuned in, Richard Earle is the grandson of the famous designer, the father of the concept car. His grandfather was Harley J. Earle. You may have seen the TV ads about 10 years ago with Buick proclaiming his vision and brains. Richard Earle spent 24 years with 10 of those in Detroit and unearthing a story on America's mid-20th century auto world. In 2003, U.S. Auto Scene newspaper did an article on him having information and a perspective no one else has. Again, he's available for public speaking throughout the U.S. and Canada about his famous grandfather, Harley J. Earle. You can email him at hjestory@gmail.com, hjestory@gmail.com. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Al Zuccaro with the World Trade Center out of Boca Raton, Florida, Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, and Michael Blihash, who is the tremendous leader of the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Polish American community and with the Buy American programs nationally. Let's apply Harley J. Earle to 2021. Where would he be? What would he be doing now, this grandfather of yours who had tremendous vision and courage? Let's talk about him if he was alive today. Richard?
Wow, that's a really interesting idea and concept. Where would he be? Well, I think he'd be building cars still, because he loved cars, and like I said, cars are still, as far as the number, stats, and finance is concerned, in the global automotive economy, how many cars they sell each year. Let's just use Detroit as an example. Detroit is like the last bastion of U.S. manufacturing in America. I mean, Detroit, put America and the rest of the world on wheels, and that industry is one of the largest cash cows and has been for the last 100 years. So I think he'd be Harley and the individuals like on a team working for him, like these creative thinkers, advanced creative thinkers. That's what he used to call the team at GM where he worked, and they'd be doing things. Start thinking about the next superhighway of tomorrow, which is probably going to be in the low altitude airspace with autonomous vehicles flying people to and from. Like you already said, I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida, and if I wanted to go to Miami, I wouldn't get on a train. I'd get on an Uber or something and fly down there with a group of other people and land within a couple of miles of where I wanted to go, and I'd get there a lot faster than a train, and it would be in the low altitude space, so it wouldn't be invading where the jets are. And somebody like Harley on that team would be figuring out the code how these vehicles would never bump into each other in that airspace and have an accident, just like how birds don't hit each other ever in the air. Somebody would have to come up with a way of doing that. Nobody's been able to do that yet, but that's perhaps the next big thing. And you don't have to build a roadway. The roadway's already there. You just get up in the sky and go. And that's going to be interesting. And again, you know, solving the problems that are really hindering a lot of people these days, like you know, the car industry really needs to continue to be strong and bridge with technology, and I think that's all happening. And of course, going back to Elon Musk, that's why he's gotten so much attention, is that he's kind of very disruptive. And I just like to use this term, is Harley was a auto industry disruptor 75, 80 years before the word disruptor even became cool. Like back in the 30s, for example, when he was really starting to knock it out of the park at General Motors, Walter Chrysler Corporation and Henry Ford, they did not want to, you know, create annual models, or it was completely unproven and it was expensive, and they just didn't know that they were going to have to do it. And General Motors and Harley Earl, they proved that that department, that area that he worked on, would become the next big thing in every car company. And now,
I'm sorry, we have to come to a close on the Rusk Report. We're learning a great deal from a man with vision, just as his grandfather. And we're talking to Richard Earl, grandson of the famous concept car father, Harley J. Earl. Please listen next week. We'll have another exciting program. And drop us a note to the Rusk Report at ESPN AM 1520. Thank you for enlightening us. Richard Earl, grandson of the famous father of the concept car, Harley J. Earl. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.